Hey, can you help me put some of the food out?
Let me finish packing this stuff up. You know how Sheldon is if he sees Christmas stuff lying around after New Year's.
Yeah, but he doesn't live here anymore.
He doesn't live at Walmart. He still threw a tantrum when he saw marshmallow peeps after Easter. And that's the same man who complains you can't find marshmallow peeps after Easter.
Oh, it's Bernadette. She says they're running late. The baby threw up on Howard, and then Howard threw up on Howard.
Well, he didn't throw up on the baby. That's a win.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back. How was Texas?
Oh, you know, the Lone Star State. That should be its Yelp rating.
It was not a great trip.
Well, you're home now.
Yeah, it is good to be home. Good Lord, is that mistletoe? Don't you maniacs own a calendar?
I told him to take it down. He would not listen to me.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with the Big Bang.
Do you at least have a good flight down there?
It was fine. Other than the weird-tasting juice Amy gave me, I slept the whole way.
So what happened in Texas that was so bad?
And before our next drive to Comic-Con, I need the name of that juice.
Well, we were on our way to my mother's house.
How'd we get in the car?
Hold on. How did you get him in the car?
I rented one of those carts, pushed him toward the open door, and just let inertia take care of the rest.
So while we're at your mother's house, it might be a good time to tell her that we're living together.
Do we have to? I really don't want to hear the religious lecture.
Maybe there won't be one.
There's always one. She gave it to my sister about her boyfriend, my brother about his girlfriend, my father about his girlfriend. That one had some unchristian words in it.
Well, she likes me. You know, there's a chance she might be okay with it.
I don't know. I am her precious little boy, and you did take my flower.
Do boys have flowers?
Who knows what he has down there?
Anyway.
Thank you, God, for the food we're about to receive and for the nourishment of our bodies, and bless the hands that prepared it. Amen.
Given that your hands prepared it, isn't that a little self-serving?
You start changing the words to the prayers. Next thing you know, you're in a church with a guitar.
Thank you for cooking. It looks delicious.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so glad y'all could make it. So tell me, what's going on back home?
Well, Howard and Bernadette had their baby.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, had they decided to raise it Jewish or regular?
Welcome to Texas.
They haven't said. Anyway, we also have some exciting news to share.
Oh, wait, shouldn't we just eat? You know, I mean, God did take time out of his busy schedule to bless these sloppy joes.
Come on, Shelley, tell me your news.
All right, this is on you. Amy and I are living together in sin like a couple of New Yorkers. Now, while you scold us, I'm going to get a knife and a fork. Joe may be sloppy, but Sheldon's not.
Well, thank you for letting me know, and I, for one, am thrilled.
What? Where's the judgment? Where's the fire and brimstone? Where's the part where you tell us we're going to hell? And I say, have you seen the size of the bugs outside? We're already there.
Obviously, I would prefer if you weren't living out of wedlock, but given your special circumstances, I'm very happy for you.
And what special circumstances are those?
Oh, boy. I think it's about to get bad.
Shelley, how do I put this? By your third birthday, you had memorized over 1,000 different kinds of trains. And I never imagined a woman getting aboard any of them.
What's... you thought I was going to be alone for the rest of my life?
No, just for the middle part. Because at the end, I assumed there'd be nurses.
Well, this is highly insulting.
Sheldon, don't overreact.
I'm the child she was worried about. I have a brother and sister whose combined intellectual wattage couldn't power a potato clock. If I spotted them the potato.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
What?
Well, I was in my room. I couldn't hear what they were saying.
I'll take over from here. He's been in there a long time. Should I go talk to him?
He's upset with me. I should be the one who talks to him.
Are you going to?
Oh, heck no.
Sheldon, what are you doing?
Just being the unsocialized eccentric my mother always thought I was.
You starting to see why I didn't go in there? Sheldon, if you tried to prove me wrong, the tidy-whities on your head ain't changing my mind.
We're ignoring the fins. Okay.
You know, I don't understand why you're taking her side. By being my girlfriend, she's saying you're a weirdo, too.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
And?
That's exactly what she was saying.
Can you believe my mother thinks we're both strange?
Absolutely not.
It's too loud.
Absolutely not.
Well, after that, Sheldon and I got out of the house for a while.
Well, first we buttered my feet to get the swim fins off, and then we went out.
I'm sorry your mother made you feel bad, but... you know, at the end of the day, she was wrong, because you're not alone.
You're right. I have Leonard and Howard and Raj, Stuart, Penny, Leonard's mom, Bernadette, Will Wheaton.
What about the woman who just buttered your big flat feet?
I was going chronologically. You're right between Cuthra Polly's father and Omar, the one-eyed sparklets guy.
Well, let's try to not let it ruin the rest of our trip.
I knew we should have never mentioned us living together in the first place.
She was gonna find out eventually.
Disagree. We've known about evolution since 1859. She still believes in Noah and his amazing zoo boat. This could have all been avoided if you'd only listened to me.
Sheldon, I knew your mother was fine with us living together because I already told her we were.
Why would you do that?
This was a potential issue, so I got out ahead of it and I managed the situation for you.
You managed the situation?
That's right.
So my mother thought I was incapable of finding a mate, and my mate thinks I'm incapable of running my own life.
Not your whole life. I mean, science, you got that. Organizing your sock drawer, you're the king. But understanding how other people are feeling, that's a weak spot for you.
I've gotten much better at that.
Have you? How am I feeling right now?
Well, how should I know? Excited? Itchy? Give me the first letter.
You and I are in a relationship. I help you with your shortcomings and you help me with mine.
How would you feel if I contacted your mother behind your back?
Delighted that you showed any interest in my family at all?
Delighted? What, not if I guess for 100 years.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey. There's the little family.
Hello, Hank. And there's Sherpas. Mm-hmm.
The baby's asleep. Can we put her in your room?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you need help?
No, I got it. Doubtfire, Poppins, follow me.
Sorry we're late. Oh, it's no problem. Amy and Sheldon were just telling us about their trip to Texas.
Yeah, here. I'll catch you up. How'd we get in the car?
Stop.